When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. Welcome to Red Fridays. Red Fridays, R-E-D. Remember everyone deployed. So we want to remember everybody that's willing to stand on the wall, stand in the fray for us and look after us that way. Mad respect for them. Much love. Thank you for them. All right. So today we want to ask the question, is yours big enough? Is yours big enough? And as a guy that looks after my avatars are entrepreneurs and pro athletes, a lot of guys people reach out this week and go, is this what we're talking about? I'm like, no, that's another host. You want to hear about that? Talk to Melissa. She's a wonderful host. She has some great information about that kind of thing. But no, what we want to talk about today, and the reason we're talking about it that way, is yours enough? Ignites a quest for purpose and motivation at its core. It's about digging deep to unearth the big and enough within ourselves, transcending limitations and embracing our true potential. In a landscape of personal development, uncovering the driving force is paramount. It's the catalyst that propels us beyond mediocrity towards extraordinary feats. When we tap into our inner reservoir of big and enough, we ignite a fire that fuels relentless pursuit of our vision, definite major purpose, and ultimately our goals and aspirations. To embark on this journey, we must confront our fears and insecurities head on, daring to dream and believe that we are big enough to achieve greatness. Surrounding ourselves with mentors and peers who challenge and inspire us amplifies our sense of purpose and fortitude. Today, we want to ask, is yours big enough? What are we talking about? What we're talking about, well, I'm going to invite you today to embrace the boundless potential within you, recognizing that we are big enough to shape our destinies toward leaving our indelible mark on the world. This is what we want to talk about. Is yours big enough? What I'm talking about is your why. What we're talking about is your why. And I hear people go, oh man, I heard them roll their eyes and oh man. You know what? It's something that we hear a lot, but we discount. And so I want to touch on it because it's key and it's critical to getting to where we want to go. If we don't have a why are you getting out of bed in the morning? What's keeping you motivated and driving forward? So I'm on a mission. If you've heard me before, you've tuned into me before, I'm on a mission to change the lives of every man I meet. And I want to do that by increasing their emotional quotient. Guys that hear, you know what, I can't seem to get ahead and I can't connect with people. And my wife tells me I'm not listening or I'm not there. And I'm sitting right there and she tells me I'm not there. So some of the different ways we see and hear that we won't identify it as our emotional quotient being low. But that's the point. I want to be able to raise their emotional quotient because when that gets better, everything gets better. So I'm the CEO and the founder of Jewel International. I'm a champion mindset mentor for a pro basketball team. I'm a multi-award winning international best-selling author multiple times. I think I'm up to 6. 2 this year. 1 is right there. Light from the Shadows was a book put together. It's a collaboration of all the hosts on this network, on Inspired Choices Network. It's amazing, incredible author on Amazon earlier this year. The other one, Take Action Now, that was a summit that Inspired Choices Network did with, again, a whole host of amazing speakers, and they turned it into a book. And last week, I think, it went number 1 international bestseller. Again, incredible book. If you need to get a hold of a copy, let me know. I can get you an autographed copy, at least for my chapter. In each book, you can reach out to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com, or you can go to Amazon. You can get them there, whichever works for you. I'm a keynote speaker. I'm an author. Like I said, I'm an energy coach. I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men. And so just so that you know kind of who you're listening to, and I want to welcome everybody. Everybody, I know there's people listening literally from all over the world, and I appreciate that. Some of them are in their cars, some of them are traveling, some of them are at work, some of them are at home. Wherever you're listening to this, as a podcast, as a TV show, plug us in. I'm excited for you to find us on Apple TV and Google TV and iHeartRadio and Spotify. My kids are all excited. Go, you know, Dad, we found you on, you're famous. We found you on Spotify. But, you know, plug in wherever you want to watch. And to all the hosts, again, Inspired Choices Network has some incredible hosts. And so don't just find me, find everybody, because there's really a lot of amazing information and amazing content there. So as we get going here, by the way, like, love, share, subscribe. It's a free subscription for Inspired Choices Network, anywhere that you would download that kind of thing. And it would help. It helps us, obviously, with the algorithms, but it also helps us pay for the show. So after all of that, you can tune us in on InspiredChoicesNetwork.tv. is another place you can find it. That's our TV station. So excited to have you with me. Let's talk about, is yours big enough? Is your why big enough? What does that mean? When I say that, what does that mean? When we talk about our why being enough, it's got to be something that's big. When I was in a multi-level marketing environment, if you've ever been in that kind of space, they used to tell us your why needs to be something big enough that it scares you and excites you all at the same time. And we used to discount it and go, yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. But they were right. If my why is big enough, I don't care what I have to step through to get to where I want to go. If your why is not big enough, you're going to wake up on some days and go, I don't want to. I don't feel like it. Well, if your why is not big enough, that's not going to inspire you to get up. When you're sacrificing and working hard when everybody else is out playing and partying and having fun and you're still working, what keeps you at the grind? What keeps you in the space? And I don't mean to say that we don't do self-care or that we don't have fun or that we don't, you know, spend some time on the couch with the significant other, the wife or the kids or what. We need to do those things. That's absolutely important. It's critical. But how much are we willing to sacrifice? I think of Kobe Bryant when he first got. I was talking to with the pro basketball team this morning with some of them, and I had said to them one of the things Kobe talked about in interviews after he retired, the first 5 years of his career in the NBA, he was doing 4-a-day practices, 4 2-hour practices. Every day for 5 years. He didn't date. He didn't do. He lived, breathed, slept. It was all about basketball. Are you willing to put that kind of commitment and time into what you're doing, into what your why is? How bad do you want it? People say all the time, oh, this is a priority. That's a priority. That's a priority. I used to look at them. I still look at them and go, hey, show me your checkbook and show me your day timer. Because where you spend your money and your time, that's the priority, regardless what your mouth says. Don't fool yourself. Be honest with yourself. Don't sell yourself. Don't make excuses, right? Don't let yourself off the hook. Our why is so critically important. It's so critical. In the movie Taken, what was his why? They took his daughter. He was going to get her back. He wanted her back. And he was going to get her. And he said to them, if you don't bring her back, I have a specific set of skills. I'm going to use them on you. And if you watch the movie, if you've ever seen the movie, that's extreme. But he lets nothing stop him. Legal, not legal, moral, not, he doesn't, I'm going to have my daughter back. I remember a story about a young man that wanted to be successful, mid-20s. And he was, oh, I want to be successful. I want to be successful. And he went to a very successful retired gentleman and said to him, will you mentor me? And the older gentleman said, no, I won't, because I don't believe you'll do whatever it takes. And the young guy said, no, absolutely, I'll do whatever it takes. And the older guy said, no. And the younger, oh, come on. He said, I'll do it. You tell me to jump 4 inches, I'll jump 4 inches. Like, you tell me literally, I'll do exactly what you tell me. I want to be successful that bad. And the old guy said, all right, so we're gonna do a test. So meet me at the beach tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. They showed up at 6 o'clock. And the old guy showed up in a bathing suit and a tank top. And the young kid showed up in a suit, three piece, you know, $2,000 leather Italian shoes and this beautiful $3,000 suit. And he's looking at the old guy. He's like, "Well, you're not serious. Look, you're in bathing suit. Like, what the heck?" And the old guy said to him, "You said you'd do anything I told you." "Yes, I will." "All right, then come here. Let's go out into the water." And the guy like, "Well, no, I'm going to mess up my, you said you'd do anything I told you. Let's go." And the young guy goes, "You know what? That's exactly what I said. I'm going to live good to my word. I'm going to go do it." And so he waded out to his knees in his expensive shoes and his suit. And the old guy said, "Come here, let's go a little deeper." And they went up to their waist. And the young guy's going, I didn't want a swimming lesson. I'm looking to get better in business. I want to be successful in business. And the old guy said, "Yeah, this is how we're going to get there. Come on." And they went up to their neck in the water. And the young guy's looking at him like, "What's going on?" And all of a sudden, the old guy grabs him and jams him down under the water, holds his head under the water. And the young guy's thrashing and thrashing and thrashing. And just before he drowns, just before he can't do it anymore, the old guy lets him up. And the young guy, and he's sputtering and sputtering and sputtering. He's like, "You're out of your mind. You're crazy. What is wrong with you?" The old guy said to him, "What did you want to do while you were under the water? You had more than one thought or just one thought?" He said, "I had just one thought." He said, "What was it?" He said, "I wanted to breathe. That's all I wanted." And the old guy said, "When you want to be successful as much as you want to breathe, you'll get there. Because you'll do whatever it takes. Your why is now big enough." We get told, "Hey, you need to release our weight. Got to reduce the weight. You know what? I like my Big Macs and my beer too much. So I don't do anything about it. I don't do anything about it. Years go by and eventually the doctor says, Gord, if you don't release your weight, if you don't lower your weight, you're going to die." And weirdly enough, miracle happens. Right? A miracle happens. I now have an impetus. I now have a why that's big enough. Now I start to modify my behavior. How sad is it that it takes that kind of level of consequence for us to modify our behavior? That's the way humans are built. We don't grow and learn typically in a good space. On the top of the mountain, we don't usually grow there. We grow in the valley. We grow when there's crap happening, challenges and things are, that's when we grow. Our bodies do the same thing. You go to the gym and work out, lifting weights, that tears your muscles down. It breaks them. And you go home, and in your sleep, they recoup. But they don't grow in the gym. They get torn up in the gym. I need to take a quick break, but I want you to understand. Keep in mind, if you choose to do this, and you choose to get your why so tight and so dialed in, you're willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to get there, you're going to have naysayers, and they're going to be close to you. Family and close friends are going to look at you and go, "What?" And they're going to talk negative to you. Be ready for that onslaught of negative, because it's coming. When you choose to move yourself forward in a positive way, there are going to be a lot of people around you that go, "Who do you think you are?" Sometimes that's in our own head. Who do I think I am? Right? Who do I think I am? Why am I so special? You are special. I need to take a quick break. So I need to do a quick shout out. Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. There's a Connected Leaders Academy Global Summit coming up in May, the beginning of May. Very excited about that. But reach out to Jose. He's an incredible human being. If you don't have it, I have my herbal tea and in my special mug. Thank you to that person to give that to me. But don't forget, as we go to a break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Allow what you're hearing to soak in. Allow yourself to ground. We get going and going and going. We forget to ground. So as we take a quick break here, before we talk about what regrets could be there when we're talking about our why, as we go into that next segment, but pause and breathe. We'll see you in just a minute. You're with the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. Don't go anywhere.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspire Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspire Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. We're talking about, is yours big enough? We're talking about our why. Talking about our why. Is it big enough? Does it excite and scare the crap out of us all at the same time? I come across a couple other ways to say our why. Our inner drive decoded. We want to decode our inner drive. What's pushing us? What's pushing us forward, right? What's driving us forward? Soul's true intentions. What do we really, really badly want? What do we want so bad? We'll make time for it. We'll sacrifice for it. We'll do it however we can. Uncovering our driving force. We need to do that. We need to do that. It's critical. Why are you living? Why are you pushing forward? Why are you doing what you do? Motivation's core revealed. The core of what we're doing, why we're doing it. What fuels our actions? That's a real simple way to ask. What's fueling what you do? What's making you do what you're doing? And don't tell me the devil made me do it, because that's BS, right? Call a spade a shovel. It is what it is. That's a choice we make. That has nothing to do with anybody else. So what's fueling our actions? What's driving us forward? We don't want to have regrets later. Are we going to have regret? Yep. I think anybody that tells you they don't have regrets is lying to you. I think we all do, because I think we figure it out after a period of time. We start to understand what life is about. We don't understand it initially. And so there's things we could have done or should have done or would have been a better choice. Not should have done, but would have been a better choice. But we don't realize that till many years later. Right? Our parents tell us, oh, you know what? This is the best time of your life. We go, yeah, yeah, whatever. We don't understand. A lot of times we're not even aware we have the choice. I get told that all the time. Gord, I didn't even realize I had a choice. I didn't even realize I could. I could that I could do something different than what I'm doing. So having regret is a lot of times what's happening, and I wrote this down. Trying to do too much diffuses ourselves, our energy, and our energy, because that would put us in conflict with ourselves. Trying to do too much. So having a why squishes it right down. Right? Richard Branson only has three goals for this year. And if what you want him to do or ask him to do doesn't get him closer to one of those three things, he won't do it. That's a really clearly defined why, right? That and then the discipline to stick to that, to absolutely stick to that. That takes some serious amounts of discipline. But trying to do too much, I'm multitasking. Bullshit. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Because what that means is we're not giving 100% attention to any of the things, in which case we're half-assing everything. Are there some people that are really good at it? Yes. Are they as good as they could be if they focused in one place? No, they're not. They could be even better if they understood what their why was and laser focused. Know what your why is and go after that. Not what somebody else wanted you to do, not what somebody else is living up to somebody else's expectation of what you should be doing or shouldn't be doing. What do you want to do? You. Forget everybody else. Forget everybody else. What do you want to do? What's your why? What's yours? And you'll hear me say it over and over and over and over. How come? It's a question that's critical to getting to where we want to go. And a lot of us haven't have any idea. A lot of the stuff I'm doing at the moment, I'm asking people, who you be? I did a show just recently. Who you be? What does that mean? We don't know who we're being. We have no idea. We know what we do, but we don't know who we are. Understanding who we are allows us to understand what our why is. I'm going to say that again. We understand who we're being. We will absolutely be able to figure out what our why is. And it will be in alignment with who we are. It will have significance for us. Can we change it? Sure. But once we know what that is, you want to be rich? Great. Then do things that make money. I'm not giving any judgment whatsoever, no matter what the why is. I want to be popular. I want to be famous. I want to have lots of money. I want to make impact. I want to leave legacy every day that's positively impactful, whatever it is. But be dedicated to whatever that is, whatever that why is. Be dedicated to that. If it doesn't drive you forward, it's not the right why. If it doesn't scare you and excite you at the same time, it's not a good why. And you don't have to understand how. I don't know how that's gonna, it doesn't matter how. All I have to do is ask, believe, and receive. I don't have to know how. What is my why? Why am I getting out of bed? Why am I pushing? Why am I sacrificing? Why am I doing all this extra work? Extra work. It's not extra if you want to be extraordinary. Extra ordinary. Wink, wink. For those of you that are listening, to be extraordinary, you have to do the extra. But that's got to be in alignment with what your why is, with what your purpose in life is. I believe I was talking with somebody yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? Everybody's purpose, I believe, is the same, to love everybody. To love everybody. I think if we boil it all down, everybody's purpose is to love each other. Now, how we do that and how that shows up in our lives is all completely different. Mine's going to be different than my producers, is going to be different than Christine McIver's, is going to be different than my wife's or my kids or anybody else's. But the our purpose is the same. But why do you do it? Don't worry about what somebody else's opinion is. Don't worry about what society's expectation is. Don't worry about what the teachers or your pastor, your parents or your siblings or your friends. If you've got friends that are not encouraging you and celebrating you with your achievements and by pushing forward and pushing forward and pushing forward, you got the wrong circle of people around you. No offense. If you know me enough and if you've never heard me before, I am not here to polish your trophies. That's expensive polish. Even though this is a free broadcast, that's still very expensive polish. And I'm doing you a massive disservice by doing it that way. If you want to move forward, and you know what? If you're listening to me, the fact that you're still listening to me probably means you're not looking to be mediocre. You're looking to push that envelope. You're looking to get to another level or multiple levels up. But that only happens if we push. That only happens when we have our why dialed in. When we ignore what anybody else thinks we should be doing. Doesn't matter what. Now, am I saying don't get wise counsel? No, that's not what I'm saying. They're going to give counsel. But it's up to you. The buck stops with you. It's not their responsibility to make sure you're successful. It's not. We lie to ourselves constantly about, and we'll talk about that in another episode, but there's so many different things that we keep telling ourselves, my why isn't big enough. Yeah, it is. It's there. I know I can hit it. I've hit it, you know, every year for the last 5 years, or the last decade, I've hit it every year. Is that motivating you? Is that inspiring you to get up and move and sacrifice and push and drive? Wouldn't do it for me. Wouldn't do it for most people. Right? Life is going to be painful. I heard Jim Rohn say, discipline or regret. Both have pain. Life's going to have pain. But the pain of discipline is much smaller. And it's a choice. The pain of regret, there's no choice. It's just there. And it will bury you. The weight of it will punch you right into the ground. Choose to have the discipline to execute on your why. Figure out what your why is. Figure out what it is you want that will inspire you to drive forward. It's critical. You want to be successful? There's not any successful people any of us could mention that didn't know exactly what their why was. They knew exactly what their why was. And some of them, and I keep using Kobe as an example because he was just an exceptional human being. But the NBA was not the goal for him. For a lot of the NBA players, for a lot of elite players, that is the goal. I want to get to the NFL or the NBA or the Major League Baseball or whatever. I want to get, that's the goal. That wasn't his goal. His goal was to be one of the best that's ever played the game. To don a jersey, he wanted to be one of the best. Getting into the NBA was the first step. Right? That was, but for a lot of NBA players, a lot of pro players, oh, I'm finally here. That was the goal. Then they stopped pushing. The why is gone. Now they mail it in. Now they don't work as hard. Kobe was always 5 years of 4-a-day practices, sacrificing everything. That's understanding what your why is at a completely different level. Don't compare yourself to Kobe. That's what made him special. But any of the people that we look up to, that we actually watch, no matter what your sport is, look at the highest level. They were all doing that kind of thing. They all do that kind of thing. That's what makes them extraordinary. That's why everybody knows who they are. You want that kind of success? Get out of your comfort zone. Push and understand what your why is. Find something that motivates you. I need to take another quick break. I'm going to do another quick shout out for Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his evening, morning and evening mastery routine program that's changing people's lives. It's incredible. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach him at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. If you're not doing something on the bookends of your day, you're not getting everything you can. You're just not. You're not squeezing all the juice out of your orange. You're just not. So reach out to him. Jose is an incredible human being. That program is literally life-changing. As we go to another quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk about what are you willing to sacrifice to get to your why. And if there's nothing there, if that list has nothing on it, the why is not big enough. There's nothing wrong with not being able to sacrifice. The why isn't big enough. So we're going to talk about that in the next segment. So we want to be, don't go anywhere. Don't forget to pause and breathe, to ground yourself and to percolate on what we're talking about. We'll be right back here with Gordon D. Melville. That's me, the long bearded guy on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're asking the question, is yours big enough? Is yours big enough? And we're talking about your why. Is your why big enough? Does it scare you and excite you at the same time? If it doesn't, it's not big enough. So we want to talk in this quick segment about what are you willing to sacrifice to get to it? And like I said, if you're the answer to that question for you is I'm not willing to sacrifice anything to get it or very little, then the why isn't big enough. Because anybody that's extraordinary, anybody that makes a dent in the universe, anybody that we can talk about in any vocation, doesn't matter what it is, that makes a massive, massive positive impact, has a why that's clearly defined and bigger than themselves. And they've used discipline and personal accountability to make that happen. Discipline and personal accountability to yourself are the two critical ingredients to achieving your why. Discipline and personal accountability are the two ingredients that go into success and achieving your why. If we don't have the discipline, it makes it very difficult. If we're not going to hold ourselves personally accountable, personally responsible. I want to have that personal responsibility. I want personal accountability to myself. I have to be able to look in the mirror and go, did I do everything I was supposed to do today to get where I need to go? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, why the hell not? And don't go, well, you know what? It was a boss. It was a wife. It was a kid. It was a... They're just, again, it's an excuse. It's an excuse. In the vein of full transparency, you all know, if you've listened to me before, I'm not healthy. Does my health dictate a lot of my stuff? Yes. Do I have to come down on my bum down the stairs sometimes? Yes. Why? Because I've fallen down the stairs a bunch. That's just my life. The pain is so high, I collapse. I pass out regularly. It's that high. So it dictates sometimes what I'm doing. And my brain still goes, no. I want to be able to show up as much as I can. That's my own personal accountability. And are there times I can't? Yes. There's times I can't. And so for my show, we run a replay. And I'm creating content to have some in the bank so that there's new content regardless of what's happening to me. My point is that a choice I'm making? It's a choice to say I'm going to show up regardless of what the deal is. And sometimes my body fights me. But I have this stubborn streak. So although I'm nauseous and although I'm dizzy, and I'll come down on my bum so that I don't fall down. I've got a bucket with me in case I get nauseous and I need it. The point is, and that may be too much information, my point is, are you willing to do what it takes? Kobe played on an ACL, a ripped ACL, torn ACL. That would stop. A lot of athletes get a hangnail and they can't play anymore. That's an exaggeration, by the way, in all respect to my pro guys and gals and everybody. I'm just saying, lots of times we make the excuse, we're choosing to use it as an excuse to stop ourselves from actually showing up. Our personal accountability, it's critical. Be honest with yourself. It's the ultimate sale, selling yourself on the idea that, no, I couldn't do it any other way. I didn't have any choice. I didn't have any choice. Bullshit. You always have a choice. What you're saying is I didn't like the options I had. That's what you're saying. You always have a choice. Death and taxes. And that's not true either. Willie Nelson said, screw you. I'm not paying the taxes. Most people don't do that. Why? Because they don't want the consequences that come with that. He went, you know what? I don't care what the consequences are. I'll put up with whatever the consequences are. Death is the only thing I can't get away from. Have some personal accountability. Exercise some discipline. And if you don't know how, ask, reach out. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. I will help you. I've got programs that teach this stuff. And there's lots of stuff you can plug into that will help you. People don't need a mentor. They want a mentor. People don't pay me my fee because they need to. They pay the fee because they want to, because they understand. That's why I do it. That's why I do it. I'm not asking you to do something I don't do. Do I need help staying on the straight and narrow? Yes. Do I need help making sure that I stay focused in and work those muscles, especially discipline and personal accountability? Those are muscles that most of us don't have real strong at the beginning. We had to work on it, build the muscle. Same as any other one thing. You want to get better at free throws? You got to spend some time on the free throw line over and over and over again, but I'll guarantee you, one thing. Is it hard? Yes. Is it painful? Yes. Do you want to do it? No. Do you want the result? Absolutely. Because the guarantee is if you do that much practice, you will get better. It will be worth it is the guarantee. But you have to do the work. If you're not willing to put in the work, don't expect the reward. Don't expect. We live in a world where it doesn't matter. I don't have to put the work in, but I'm still going to get rewarded. That's crap. And people aren't going to like that, but it's BS. My kids never came home and showed me a participation ribbon from anything. Showing up is kind of, you have to do that. Did you participate? Yes, that's not how the regular world works. Who do they give the Stanley Cup to? Who do they give the award to? Everybody in regular world? No. Everybody that tries gets a Nobel Prize. No. Why? Because that's the way it works. Now, will they show me a sixth place ribbon? Yes. If they're going to count six places, I'm in. You placed in a, I'm in. We don't get, we shouldn't be getting accolade for the lowest common denominator just showing up. Can you look at yourself in the mirror and go, yes, I'm doing everything I can to get, stop looking in the mirror and going, well, it's all of these other people's fault. Take some ownership, have some discipline, take some personal accountability for you. Make the hard choice. You want to get better? You got to do the work. That's just the way it works. Yes, it's too late to get the sugar-coated version. It really is. We got to work at it. We have to be, we got to work on those muscles. People say, well, I struggle to journal. Well, okay. I struggle to meditate. Great. I can't meditate. I try. Great. The more often you do it, the easier it becomes. Why? Because you're building that muscle and building that muscle and building that muscle. Same thing with anything you want to do. You want to journal, you want to be really good at it, do it every day. I journal in five different journals every day. Almost 35 years. Why? Because I know it's good for me. Does that take some discipline? Yep. Does it take personal accountability? Absolutely. Are there days I don't want to? Lots. Lots of days I don't want to. But I made a commitment to myself. I have to hold myself accountable. If you need help with this type of thing, it comes back to mindset. It comes back to mindfulness. It comes back with how we spend our energy. If you need help with that, reach out to me. I've got group programs for you want a little bit less expensive. I got group programs where we have, there's just small groups. You want one-on-one attention? You want one-on-one to one-to-one? I've taken people, business people from $50,000 a year to more than $500,000 a year in 6 months working with me. I've helped pro athletes increase and get better and better and better and better and better. If you want one-to-one attention, I've got that. If you want to me to come and talk to your group, to your men's group, to your youth group, to your whatever it is, reach out. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. If you have questions, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. There's 450 platforms this is going out on. 450. It's hundreds of millions of reach. And I know there's thousands and thousands of people that watch and listen to my shows every week. But I'm looking for engagement. If this pisses you off, if listening to me pisses you off, good. That's great. Yay, Eureka. It means you still give a shit. It means you still care. It means you still want to. I'm hitting a nerve. You think I'm full of shit? Tell me you think I'm full of shit. If you think you're resonating with the information, tell me that you're resonating. Share this with other people that need to hear it. Guys, gals, everybody, share it with other people. Share it with people. But do the work yourself as well. Do the work as well. Extraordinary is not that hard anymore. You just have to do a little bit of extra to be extraordinary, to be extraordinary. But that takes discipline and personal accountability to yourself, not to anybody else. To yourself, be honest with yourself, have integrity. And hold yourself to some personal accountability levels. If you don't have any, reach out to me. I'll help you set up some. If you need help with discipline and how that works, reach out to me. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. I have to take another quick break. I'm going to have some more herbal tea from my special cup. And pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Help ground yourself. Help that for meditation. Those types of things. There's some practical ways to do that. If you need help, TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. But don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap up and have a quick call to action that I think is impactful. It's going to change your life if you stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're asking the question, is yours big enough? And I know what that sounds like. We're asking, is yours big enough? Is your why big enough? Why is it important? It's critical. Very, 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 very important to get to where you want to go. And I'm a little amped up today because this is such an, it's near and dear to my heart. But without having a why that's well-defined, crystal clear, we're not getting where we want to go. We're not getting where we want to go. So we've talked about why it's important. We've talked about having that discipline and personal accountability are the ingredients to having success with our why and achieving our why. Do we have the ability? We have the ability, right? We've got the skill. We may not know how to achieve our why, but we know how to have discipline. We know how to have personal accountability. We all know what that is. The question is, can we have it? Can you be self-disciplined? Can you have personal accountability? Is it something you really want? If your why does not scare you and excite you at the same time, or what if it doesn't happen? What if it doesn't happen? What if it does happen? What if it does happen? How does your life change? How does the life of your family change? What kind of a positive impact can you make on the world? What kind of a dent can you put in the universe if you achieve your goals? If you achieve your why? Stop asking, why not? Oh, sorry, you want to ask why not. It's not a why. It's a Why not? Why can't that happen for me? Why can't that happen for me? And just because other people haven't doesn't mean you can't. There's people right now that would give their vital parts of their anatomy, would instantly step into your shoes, no matter how bad you think you have it, no matter how much struggle you think you have. There are people on the planet in a worse situation than you that would give vital parts of their anatomy, would give everything they have to walk in your shoes. And we take it for granted. We don't even have the capacity, we have the capacity, we don't have the guts and the courage to define our why and push. In a country that's, no matter where you're listening from, Canada, US, Europe, Australia, it doesn't matter where you're listening from. We have it so good. So good. We take it for granted. Everybody's got internet. Everybody's got all these. No, they don't. There's people on the planet that get stoned to death to be able to exercise their freedom of religion. They don't have freedom of religion. And they do it anyway. Why? Because they've got personal accountability and the discipline, and their why is that they want to make sure they get there because it's a priority. Do you know your own why? Not somebody else's, not somebody else's expectation. Your own why. Do you know what it is? Does it excite you and scare you at the same time? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, the why is not big enough. 10x it. Grant Cardone says 10x it. Take it what you think it should be and multiply it by 10. But then do yourself a favor and multiply the effort it's going to take to achieve that by 10. Or it'll never happen. It'll never happen. Is it written down? Is your why written down? Is it crystal clear? If not, why not? Why not? I'm not angry with you. I'm passionate about it. Courageously write it down. Have it for yourself. This is my why. This is why I get out of bed. This is why I do what I do. This is why I sacrifice and push. This is why I want to intentionally grow. I want to achieve this. And whatever that is, no judgment from me whatsoever. And then share that with your inner circle. Don't share with everybody. Because some people are going to try and tear that down. Because they feel, whether they feel convicted because they've given up or settled. Whether they're going to go, oh, you'll never do that. You'll never. Okay. Don't show your big, hairy, audacious goals, your BHAG. Don't share these amazing dreams and with small-minded people. And that's no offense. Excuse me. That's no offense to anybody. Share it with your inner circle. Share it with people that are going to celebrate it. And they're going to be there to help you. Share it with me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I'm here to help. Let me help you. Let me help you. You can do this. Yes, you can have a why that's big enough. Do you have the courage to do it? Do you have the courage to make that happen? Do you have the courage to be extraordinary? I believe in you. I believe you do. Or you wouldn't still be listening to me. Thank you for listening to me. Next week, I hope you're hearing my heart. I really do. I really do. I hope you're hearing, hey, this is where my heart is. Next week, Friday, April 19th, same time, same place, same wonderful station. Be courageous. Be unapologetically you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Live out you abundantly and with intention. Know that I love you. Big hugs, especially if you haven't heard that today. Big hugs. We'll see you next week. And I'm asking the question, who are you beating?
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.